The book of 2 Kings. And we want to look at chapter 2. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 2. And we want to look at verses 13 through 14. When you found it, please say amen.
Amen.
2 Kings, chapter 2. Verses 13. And it reads on this order. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him when he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And this morning, I just want to use for a subject, church, it's time to pick it up. It's time to pick it up. When we look here in the book of 2 Kings, you will find that at the beginning of this second chapter, the prophet by the name of Elijah was walking around with the future prophet Elisha. And the Bible says that something was going to happen. And as they were getting ready, Elijah was getting ready to depart. And Elisha said, just give me a double portion of what you've got. And the Bible says that a whirlwind came and Elijah was taken up into heaven. Amen. And when he was taken up into heaven, his mantle or his coat fell off. And see, sometimes we got to realize that there's some important stuff around you that you just have to pick up. A lot of times the things that we need are right at our fingertips. See, and God always places us in a position to supply us with everything that you need. But it's up to you whether or not you pick it up. When I look in the book of Judges chapter 15 and verse 15, I see a man by the name of Samson. And Samson was facing a whole lot of enemies that he was going to have to fight. And I'm sure that something went through his mind and said, God, how am I going to do this? And the Bible says that he found the jawbone of an ass. Amen. And he picked up the jawbone of the ass, and he was able to kill thousands of men with just the jawbone. Now, I'm sure he probably would have loved to have had an M16 or a Glock, but God gave him the jawbone, and in order for him to be successful, the only thing he had to do was pick it up. See, let me tell you, I don't care how much glory you have, I don't care how much power you possess or how much peace, joy, or prosperity you might have. It may all be within your reach. But if you don't pick it up, it don't mean a whole lot to you. See, that jawbone did not become a weapon of mass destruction until Samson picked it up. See, and a lot of times our enemies realize that what you need is right by you, but sometimes we can't see for looking. And sometimes we are saying, God, when are you going to show up? And God is saying, I've already delivered what you need, dummy. Just look around and pick it up. Now, and it was once said that a young prophet had borrowed an axe head, and the head of the axe came off. And it fell into the water. Now, I know somebody probably was getting ready to start fussing and cussing because you lost the axe that you borrowed from somebody. But the Bible says that Elisha just threw a stick in the water. And the axe head began to swim. And all the prophet had to do was reach out, pick up the handle, and guess what he had? He had an axe. And right now, there are some situations in your life that you really can do something about. But instead of us doing something about, we want to complain and we want to gripe and talk about how bad life has treated you. But you need to pick up that weapon of destruction that's within your reach and do something with it. When I got up here this morning, I didn't come to whine. Wasn't looking for no pity party. Wasn't getting ready to complain. Because I'm sure across pulpits all across the world today, somebody gonna tell you how bad the economy is, how sorry the government is, pass judgment on everybody other than themselves. Amen. And yes, there's a whole lot of bad stuff happening, but I've made up my mind that I'm not going to focus on the bad. Somebody said, y'all, you living in a fantasy world. No, I'm not living in a fantasy world. I'm living in a real world, because I just came to tell you that I lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. Now, maybe you've been looking to Washington, D.C. for your help, but that's not where the power is. See, there's a man by the name of Jesus that has everything in control, and everything that I need to survive down here is within my reach. Came to tell you right now that the devil is not in charge. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what somebody said. God is still in control. And see, right now, I come to try to help cast out the spirit of fear and the spirit of dread. See, God has not given us the spirit of fear. And if you're walking around scared about your job and the economy, you're not walking in the spirit of God. I don't care what the economy do, because there's a man that's in charge of the economy. Somebody here came here hopeless, filled with despair, but I came this morning to break that spirit of hopelessness. I know it seems like you're about to sink, but I promise you, we're not going under. All we got to do is just pick up what's right out here for us to get. I don't care how high gas prices get. I don't care if they pass the health care bill or not. I don't care if they eliminate Social Security, retirement plans, or anything else. God is still in charge. Because the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So that means that everything belongs to God. And the things that the government says that they're going to vote out or take away, they can't take away my money. It ain't theirs anyway. See, God is my supplier. Even though you may pull Medicare, there's one that says, by my stripes, you are healed. So instead of reaching for my Medicare or my Medicaid card, I just reach for the word of God and say, God, I'm standing on your promises. And all you got to do this morning is just pick it up. Let me tell you about the church. The church is just like the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. Flood waters would come sometime. Anybody here seem like the flood, life is just flooding you out? But the Bible says that when the Ark of the Covenant was confronted with floods, that the ark would float and it would take it up even to the highest mountain. And what happened was the ark just rolled on top of the water. In other words, sometimes it takes your problems to lift you to your highest place in life. See, I know it's a lot of stuff that you said that you wasn't going to be able to put up with and you couldn't tolerate. Look at yourself now. Somebody can say, I've been through hell and high water, but I'm still here. I've been kept by his blood. See, right now we think that it's rough time, but this is the greatest time. It's the finest hour for the church. See, right now, whether you believe it or not, you were chosen by God to live in this season. And see, God, in all of his wisdom, saw fit to allow you to live through what you're living through. Guess why? Because God believes in us. Tell somebody, God believes in you. Y'all don't believe? God believes in you. See, God put Ezekiel in the midst of the valley of dry bones because he knew that Ezekiel possessed the power to change the situation. See, it don't take a whole lot of people. It just took one man to speak what God said, and he changed this valley of dry bones into a mighty army. I know we're dealing with some situations, all type of circumstances. You may be the only one saved in your family. You may be the only Christian on your job, on your block. But let me tell you something. God told me to tell you, you need to quit pouting and start praising. See, when praises go up, blessings begin to come down, and you need to stop crying to God every day about, God, how bad my problems are. And you need to speak to your problem and say, problem, you can get the hell out of my way, because I got a powerful God that's able to transform some situation. See, God can change things. You may not believe it, but God is able. He's able to change some situations. You might be the only believer that God has confidence in. But for too long, I got to tell you this, for too long, God's folk have been walking around with our heads down, feeling like it was all over. I didn't say that things not bad, but I come to tell you that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. See, I'm persuaded because I know that he's able to keep me till he comes back. What I'm trying to tell you is, if God be for me, who can be against me? Yes, the world is shaking. There's earthquakes in diverse places. Yes, there are financial storms that are shaking the economy. But see, you got to realize that we are in the world, but not of the world. Because we have an unshakable kingdom that's built up on an unshakable foundation. Somebody said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, and all on the ground is sinking sand. I can hear Jesus saying, up on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So in other words, you hellish devil, I don't care how bad you think you are, you can't stop God's church from marching on. I don't care what your title is. I don't care what your position is. God is still God, and he'll be here when you're long gone. How am I able to stand? When I look at Psalms 46 and 4, it just simply says that God is our refuge and our strength. And not a help long time down the road, but a present help in a time of trouble. Even though the earth might be moved and mountains be thrown into the depths of the sea. Even though the waters might roar, we've had some tsunamis, but even though the mountains may shake, you might have some volcanoes. But while all these things are happening, I can hear David saying, I've never seeing the righteous forsaken or his seed beg bread. Right now, instead of shutting down, it's time for your light to shine. You need to pick up your light, because Isaiah 61 says, arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen on thee. In other words, the old folk used to say, this little light of mine, I'm going to going to let it shine. It's time to turn your light on. You need to pick up your spiritual flashlight and turn on the lights. And somebody said, a light from heaven. Shine on me. It's no time to shut it down. It's not time to dampen your praise. It's not time to worry whether you're politically correct or whether you're sociably acceptable, because I really don't care what folk think. The time is not now to go and hide, but the time is now to arise and shine and stand up and say, for God I'll live. And for God, I'll die. See, I can see where Moses said in the book of Exodus, he said, now, who's on the Lord's side? Declare yourself right now. And we got too many people playing both sides of the fence. You got to decide what you're going to pick up. Then Elijah said, choose you one side or the other. He said, how long shall we waver between two opinions? If God be God, serve God. And if you think Baal is God, then serve him. But see, Jesus said the same thing. He said, you're either with me or you're against me. See, let me tell you this morning, right now, everybody in here, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Now, which one are you? If you are complaining all the time, let me tell you, you're part of the problem. You need to shut your mouth, because see, the words that you speak might mess somebody else up. But see, I tell everybody all the time, the Bible says, be slow to speak and swift to hear. Because believe it or not, you can make a difference. Tell somebody, I can make a difference. Like Esther, you and I have been brought into this kingdom for such a time as this. It's our time right now. See, right now, I know somebody has been on the backside of the wilderness for a long time, and you've been covered up, and you've been real quiet, and you've been hiding in your little spiritual cave, and you felt like you were being at the back of the line, but God was just working for you. See, what happened is it's time God was building your character. God was building your integrity. God was building his word into your life. Anybody here ever said, God, when is it going to be my time? When do I get to step up to the plate? But I come to tell you that right now it's your time. The spotlight is on you. I can hear him say, now, Elisha, the spotlight is on you. The 50 sons of the prophets are standing around and watching you, and they're going to see what you're going to do now that Elijah has been gone on. Do you have the power? Can you divide the Jordan River? Can you raise the dead? Can you cast out devils? Can you heal the sick? Can you prophesy and it rain from heaven? The spotlight is on you right now. And they say the mantle has fallen at your feet. And I'm going to challenge you this morning. Are you man enough? Are you woman enough to pick up? What's laying at you? Are you Holy Ghost filled enough? Are you faith-filled enough? See, faith is laying around everywhere, but you got to pick up your faith, because the Bible says that faith without works is... Got some dead folk in here. See, don't tell me what God can do, and then in the next breath tell me, I don't know how I'm going to make it, because God is able. Tell somebody, he's able. Are you courageous enough to pick up your mantle? Or ask yourself, I'm finna be real with you, or you just a wannabe? See, we got a whole lot of wannabes that's been playing church and saying, I know that the Lord will, but when it gets in tough time, you say, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. See, I hear your conversation, but see, God is my everything. And I realize that whatever come, God is able to deliver. Somebody said, what's a wannabe? See, a wannabe is somebody that wants the title, wants the position, wants the recognition, wants the power. You even want the miracles, signs, and wonders, but you're not willing to pay the price. See, the mantle of Elijah was more than just a cloth. It symbolized everything that that man was. It represented his sacrifice. It represented his commitment, and we don't like commitment. See, we want to put God on speed dial. We want to call him when we need him and send him to ignore when I don't need him. But see, right now, God is saying, will you pick up? And when Elisha picked up the mantle, what it symbolized was he said, now I'm stepping up. I'm paying the price. I'm going to live the life. And it meant that from this day forward, I'm going to hear what the Holy Ghost says to me. Right now, pick it up. It's fallen within your reach. And you've got to pick it up. You can look at it. You can dream about it. You can preach about it. You can shout about it. You can sing about it. You can write about it. You can have all the meeting conventions you want to meet about it. But nothing will happen till you pick it up. See, how often do we have conferences and meetings saying, and this is what we're going to do from this time forward, but we just in a wannabe situation. See, nothing happened until Samson picked up the jawbone of the ass. And see, when you pick up your mantle, what you're saying to God is, say, God, now I'm the real deal. I'm anointed. I know I've been chosen by you. I'm appointed. And see, when you pick up, you say, now I'm in the game now. I'm not a spectator on the sideline. I'm not a bench warmer. See, right now, we got too many a bench warmer sitting in church. It's time to pick it up. I chose God's side. I've chosen truth. I've chosen holiness. I've chosen faithfulness and obedience. In other words, this is what Mordecai told Esther. Who knoweth but you are coming to the kingdom at a time like this? But the words that cut like a knife were these: if thou altogether hold your peace, then shall there be enlargement and deliverance, but thou and thy father's house will be destroyed. In other words, he's saying, Esther, if you don't pick up your mantle, somebody else will. But you and your family gonna suffer for it. In other words, God is saying that this mantle has fallen within your reach. And if you're not willing to pay the price, somebody else will. Now, how many been looking for something from God? Somebody here has really been looking for something from God. But if you don't pick up your mantle, guess what? Somebody else will walk in the anointing that you could have had. Somebody else will heal the sick and cast out devils and work signs and wonders that you could have done. Somebody else will possess the presence and the glory and the power of God that you could have done, but you decided that you would deprive your generation, your loved ones, people around you of the anointing and the power that God had reserved just for you. And you will say that someone that should have been healed will die from their sickness. Someone that should have been delivered and set free will live in bondage and slavery. And someone that could have experienced the joy of their salvation will be eternally lost, all because I wouldn't pick it up. Somebody here ought to be willing to pick it up. And see, God has told me to tell you that this morning, somebody in here ought to leave different from the way you came in. Even as Elisha went to another level. When he picked up that mantle, it began to elevate him. And right now, if you'll pick it up, God is ready to elevate your praise. He's ready to take you to another level in your faith. He's ready to boost you to another level in your consecration and another level in the anointing. And if you're going to preach, he'll give you more power. If you're going to sing, he'll give you more power. And if you're going to testify, you'll be able to testify with more power. And see, God told me to tell you that the mantle is being released right now. There are gifts and calling right here in this place. There are anointing right now being released in this place. Somebody is ready to pick up and be a missionary. Somebody said, I'm ready to be an apostle. Somebody said, I'm ready to be a teacher. Somebody said, I'm ready to pick up my mantle. And I'm going to praise God like I've lost my mind. Somebody said, I'm ready to pick it up. I'm called to become a worship leader. Somebody gonna become a youth leader. Somebody gonna become a doorkeeper. Your ministry right now is getting ready to take off. But you gotta be willing to pick it up. Have I got anybody here that say, God, I'm ready to pick it up? And when you begin to get in the obedience of God, and as he begins to anoint you, and as he begins to elevate you, watch your finances go to another level. See, you don't tithe where you are, but you tithe where you want to be. And somebody said, after a while, payday is coming because I'm going to another level. I'm getting ready to pick it up. And see, God said to tell you tonight, today, that what you're going through is nothing but preparation ground to where he's taking you to. It's nothing but an anointing. And right now, Elisha went to another level. And the Bible says that he picked the mantle up. And then he took the mantle and laid it down in the Jordan River. And then the water got kind of stiff. So it stood up on both sides, and the Spirit of God kept the Jordan River divided. And see, right now, somebody's life is a flood, but you got to just touch with your mantle. And the Bible says, and they walked across on dry land. Anybody here say, I was sinking deep in sin, but then I picked up my mantle, and it divided the river that was flooding my life. And right now, I can tell you that it's time to pick it up. It's time to pick it up. I can see another man that decided it was time to pick it up. And I know some of you kind of hesitant about picking it up. And I can hear Jesus say, Father, if it be your will, I want you to let this cup pass from me. But if not, thy will be done. And they tell me that a few days later that Jesus decided it was time to pick it up. I can see him going to pick up that old cross that weighed 333 pounds. He said, it's got a lot of sins on here. And I know they're not my sins, but God, I'm going to pick them up anyway. And I can hear him heading up a hill called Calvary. Don't you see your sins on that cross? I can see my sin on that cross. And as they got him up to the hill called Golgotha, somebody said, we're going to embarrass him right now. And they began to lift him up. And all my sins were hanging on that cross. I began to nail his hands. They began to nail his feet. But I'm so grateful that he picked it up. And see, when folks think they're doing you harm, they really doing you some good. I can hear the Bible saying, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. See, the devil thought he had played a trick, but the trickster got tricked.
And when they lifted him up, he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. They tell me that the S-U-N said, I ain't going to sign no more because the S-O-N about to go down. They tell me that the dead got up and walked the streets of Jerusalem because the blood of Jesus will cause something to happen. And if the blood gets on you, it'll cause some dead situations to get up. I got some dead folk in here that ought to get up. The blood ought to touch you. They tell me after he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour, and after he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, he said, it's finished. My job is complete. And they tell me that they took him down and buried him in an old boiling grave. All night the first night, nothing happening. All night the second night, nothing happening. And then somebody said, early, early, early. One Thursday morning that he got up, he picked up his death clothes, said, I don't need them no more because I ain't dying no more. You ought to pick up your mantle and say, I've given my life to Jesus and I ain't dying no more. I'm going to live on forever. And he got up and said, I got all power. I got all power. I got all power in my hand. Anybody here ready to get the power? Well, you got to pick it up. I know some circumstances are circling all about you, but you got to pick up what God has given you and destroy the circumstances. See, even with your tongue, you got to speak life and not death. And see, the power of life and death lies in the tongue. And I got to speak to things that are not as if they were. Even though I'm broke as a joke, I can count my money right now. I begin to count fives, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds. And after I stack my hundreds, I begin to count thousands. How are you able to count me? Because I picked it up. Somebody said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? I decided a long time ago that I'm going to pick up my cross. And it gets heavy sometimes, but guess what? Soon and very soon, payday is coming. And I'm not talking about when I get to heaven. I'm talking about right now. I'm getting ready to have some joy right now. I'm having some peace right now. I'm having some happiness right now. I've got some prosperity right now. All you gotta do is pick it up. And see, when my enemies surround me, I begin to just pick up the word of God. And I can hear him saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up gonna be shut up. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always, because I decided to pick it up. And now that I've picked it up, I'm going to another level now. Another level in ministry. Another level in prophesying. Another level in prosperity. Another level in health. Another level in peace. All you got to do is pick it up. Is anybody here ready to pick it up? Say, God, I'm ready to get started now. Let's get this party started. Let's get this party started. I'm ready to praise you like I've lost my mind. I'm getting ready to worship you like the God that you really are. You're an awesome God. You're a worthy God. You're a delivering God. You're a prayer answering God. I'm going to praise you like you are. It's time to pick it up. Anybody here ready to pick it up? Pick up your mantle. I know you got some situations and some circumstances around you, but begin to lay it on your problems. Say, my problems are nothing but God's opportunity to show up and tell me who he really is. And see, I've got faith to believe that even if God don't show up, he's able. Tell somebody, he's able. He's able. He's able to bring you out. All you gotta do is pick it up. Anybody here ready to pick it up? Are you ready to pick it up? Are you ready to go to another level now? Come on and go with me. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go somewhere now. I can feel my help coming. Anybody here feel your help coming? Somebody said, I cried all night long. I've been crying in the midnight hour, but Jesus is able to wipe your tears away. All you got to do is just pick it up. All you got to do is pick it up. What are you talking about? Pick up the word of God. And it began to speak to me. And something tell me that weeping might endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. It's about morning time now. It's about morning time now. See, I tell you, I'm not counting on man to help me through, because my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I can't trust you. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy, hey, holy, lean on Jesus' name. Oh Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Somebody here been sick, but all you gotta do is cast your cares up on him, because he cares for you. Blood pressure out the roof, but God made you. He knows all about you. Diabetes running out the roof, but God is able to reduce the level. And let me tell you, I'm too blessed to be stressed. He's able to deliver. He's able to heal. All you got to do is pick it up. Somebody said, I've been sick for a long time. Well, you need to pick up your prescription that says, by his stripes, I'm healed. I thank God for my healing. Somebody said, I don't have no strength, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I may be all alone sometimes, but I say, Jesus will never leave me. He won't forsake me. And right now, somebody say, I've been going through the storm. But guess what? He's a storm regulator. He'll speak to your storm and tell your storm, peace, 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 peace be still. I thank God for peace. I thank God for joy. Somebody said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. All you got to do is pick it up. Anybody here want some peace? Anybody here want some joy? Yeah. My help coming now. Thank you, Jesus. And see, right now, you got to learn to praise God through your situation. I know it's dark right now, but turn on the light. Turn on the light. Somebody say, how do I turn on the light? You just say, shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse. Anybody been by the lighthouse? And you just got to let it shine on you. And see, I was dark one time, and I didn't see my way. But I decided that it was time, it was past time, to pick up my spiritual flashlight. It had three batteries in it. One labeled Father, one labeled Son, and one labeled Holy Ghost. And I had all the light that I needed. But what was wrong? The switch was off. I thank God for allowing me to have enough sense to flip on the switch. Tell somebody, flip on the switch. The light's right here. The light's right here. All you got to do is pick it up. God will. God will. God will. God will. He's faithful like that. God will. He'll show up. And he'll show out. But all you got to do is pick it up. Your healing is here. Pick it up. Your blessing is here. Pick it up. The anointing is here. Pick it up. Healing is here. And see, right now, God has given us gifts. And all you got to do is say, God, show me. And then pick it up. Stop waiting for somebody else to deliver somebody. Stop waiting for somebody else to heal somebody. See, sometimes y'all think I'm crazy. Sometimes I lay hands on myself and I begin to say, God, I know that you are a healer. It's not in me, but God, you got the power to heal this old sick body. And see, when I begin to talk to God and me and God begin to converse, I talk to him and he talks to me, and I begin to feel the Spirit of God begin to flow through this body. God is able to do anything. But all you got to do is pick it up. The invitation is given. And right now, all you got to do is say, God, I'm ready to pick it up. Key of F. All I got to do is pick it up. This joy that I have. All you got to do is pick it up.
This joy that I have. What is
Let's all stand. Let me want to come at this time.
This joy that I have.
Yeah.